Discretion is advised.
Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains adult content. Parental discretion is advised.
Broadcasting live from the Bedford Wives Studio, this is the Ribeye Radio Show with your host, Brett 50 Shades of Galloway, and the corporate sex symbol himself, Joe Torres.
Used to spend my nights out in the barroom. Liquor was the only love I'd known.
You know, Jojo, I think it's time for a new opener there.
I believe you are correct. Hello, 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 America. How is everyone tonight?
Hey, hey, hey.
We are back. Episode 15. SCA presents Ribeye Radio. Presented by Tranquil IT.
Tranquility.
Tranquility, yes. Folks, we are glad you're here with us tonight. We're glad to be here tonight. We are ready for a good, good show. We're going to go ahead and throw out a caveat tonight. We are totally, totally unscripted. So if it sounds like there's going to be a lot of ooms and uhs and what,
and
yes.
That makes it different in what way?
It makes it better because who doesn't want to stop and see a train wreck?
That's true. There's no script standing around a pit.
Exactly.
All right, let's do it.
So this is going to be all spontaneous and on the mark.
Spontaneous combustion.
But seriously, we do have a few things that we will go that are usual staples. We are going to do results. We had four contests since the last show. We've had Warren, Arkansas, Red Wing, Minnesota, Langley, British Columbia, Canada,
nice,
and Round Rock, Texas. We're going to go over those events, review them very quickly. We are also going to talk about our usual staples when we hit the news desk. At the news desk, we will have upcoming events. We will go over the calendar. Hell, we may even look in the mailbag and see if we have any mail. More than likely, it's a bill or a repossession.
Late notice, disconnection notice.
Late notices and such, but we will go through the mailbag. We will go and take a swim through what's on Brett's mind. And maybe even step into JoJo's corner. We'll see. We're just, like I said, it's totally unscripted tonight. But before we get any further, we want to do a quick shout out to our sponsors. So, folks, these sponsors are what put us on the map. So, tonight, we would like to say thank you to Kingsford Professional Briquettes, Shiner Bock Beers, Grill Grate, PK Grills, Pelican Elite Coolers, Dripping Springs Texas Vodka, Mr. and Mrs. T's Bloody Mary Mixes, Cosmos Q's Injections, Marinades, and Rubs. Yes, folks, it just wins. Cue It Up Steps, Tranquil IT, or better known as Tranquility, and of course, Fire Butler. Thank you guys for supporting the State Cook-Off Association. So as we're kind of milling about smartly, trying to figure out what we're going to do tonight, and we're looking at this beautiful sunset over here to the west, you got anything right off the top of your mind you just want to throw out there, or you just want to get right into some results?
Let's get into some results. I think it's time.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. So our first event we're going to talk about tonight is the Mad Butcher, the Pink Tomato Mad Butcher Steak Cook-Off. This was in Warren, Arkansas. This was 2 weeks ago. We had 43 teams compete at the Mad Butcher. We had a really, really good turnout for this one.
Great turnout.
So in our appetizers, we're going to read off the top five, and then we'll do the top 10 in steak. So in fifth place was Pam Satterfield.
Very nice.
Fourth place went to Heidi Calhoun. Third place went to Mr. Bribey himself. I think I hear a swarm coming. Wrong swarm. I think he hit the honey patch. That was Bribey.
Oh, Bribey.
There he is right there.
There he is. All right. Who else?
Yeah. Second place went to Mr. Cougar Pit himself, David Nelson.
He's wild.
He is a wild man. Wild man. First prize in appetizer went to Luke Stroud. So congratulations, Luke, on a job well done. Congratulations
out,
to all of the appetizer turn-ins. The caveat on that one, folks, is everyone had to do an appetizer with a tomato in it. Is that correct?
I believe so.
So congratulations to everyone and great creativity in putting those appetizers together. Now, as we were stating before, there were 43 teams that competed in steak. In 10th place, we had Justin Calhoun. So I'm wondering if there's a relation to 4th place Heidi. Probably the same team.
Yes.
9th place went to Todd Tribble. Nice job there, Todd.
Good job, Todd.
Then we had 8th place. 8th place went to Braun Sear.
Oh. Got a little rage.
Just a little
Team
bit
rage.
Of rage. A little bit of rage there. 7th place, Mr. Wes Monroe himself, the godfather, Johnny Joseph.
Here's Johnny.
6th place, from Texas, Cody Allenbar. Great job there, Cody.
Nice.
5th place, Murph's Smoke Shop. Shack, with Kevin Murphy.
We need a song for them. They're starting to hit quite a bit. Let's work on one for Kevin.
Kevin, Christy, if you're all listening, you need to send us a song that has something to incorporate. You know, we can do a song.
We're not singing. Don't.
No, seriously. We could
ruin it.
We could take Love Shack and change it to Smoke Shack. Murphy.
Yeah, you want to sing that, Judge?
Oh, yeah, I'll sing it.
Oh, all right.
Next show, I'm going to have a theme song for Murph's Smoke Shack. How about that? 4th place went to Tommy McBee. 3rd place went to Ty Tribble.
Keeping it in the family.
Keeping it in the family. 2nd place, Mr. Arkansas himself, Alan Newton.
Oh. There it is.
I'm a natural, actual, real, authentic Arkansas-loving man.
Perfect.
Yes,
good song for Alan right there.
Right there. That's Alan right
Love
there.
It.
And then 1st place went to Blake Hewitt. And the name of his team is?
That's correct.
Hogs. It had hogs in it.
Had hogs. Yeah, I don't have that drop down
I don't
yet.
Have that drop. Oh, that's right. We had.
We shouldn't get it
drop.
In quick enough. Sorry.
Sorry, Blake. We were trying to. I was trying to prep it up, pump it up for a nice little song. But we'll get you on the next show.
We'll catch you next time.
We'll get
your
you
next
on the next
win.
Your next win.
That's
we will,
right.
We will have Johnny Cash sing your theme song. How's that?
Oh, keep drinking, Jojo.
So that was at the Mad Butcher Pink Tomato Steak Cookoff.
Good turnout.
The next one was a Friday night event. This was last Friday in Red Wing, Minnesota. The mayor, Mr. Ken Phillips, was up in Treasure Island at the casino there and did the Treasure Island Steak and Barbecue Festival. So it was a combination steak cookoff on Friday. We had barbecue there on Saturday. Well, they had barbecue there on Saturday. This one also had a good turnout. 43 teams were involved Friday night. Pretty good, isn't it?
That's a great turnout, especially for a first-time event in Minnesota.
Oh, yeah, this was their first time.
It's starting to catch on up there pretty well.
Very nice. Hopefully we can start heading up there a little bit more.
And I think Ken liked that casino. If I remember right, he walked out with a little cash money.
Yes, I do believe there was a picture floating around.
Yeah.
The whole picture was covered in cash.
Yes, sir.
So congratulations there, Mayor. So let's do the appetizers. Top 5, 5th place went to Rick Flax.
Woo.
Woo.
Come on, Rick.
Ironically, Ric Flair's from Minnesota. You know that?
No, that's some useless trivia. Thanks.
Okay. 4th place went to Dave Zapp. That's a cool last name.
Yeah, real cool.
3rd place, Team Treasure Island.
Oh.
2nd place went to Rick Jensen. And 1st place went to Jay Cullen. Congratulations to Jay and to all of the appetizer cookers. Appreciate y'all putting in the effort and making some delicious appetizers. Now, on the steak side, on 10th place, We had Cal Jensen. Place went to Missy K. Burdage. So very nice. We had a female cooker in the mix there. Eighth place went to Dan Olson. Seventh place went to Jeremy Edmondson. There you go. I think we need to spin that Shutterbuck wheel here pretty quick.
Yeah.
So sixth place went to Jeff Richardson. Fifth place, Gary Harding. Fourth place, Lauren Hill. Third place went.
Singer?
No, that's. Yes, but not the spelling of it here.
Oh, not the same.
Third place went to Randy. I'm going to say, I'm hoping I'm not butchering his last name. Eichel.
What?
Eichel.
Oh, okay.
Second place went to Scott Lindley. And first prize, Dustin Reese. Congratulations, Dustin. He has his invitation, so is Blake, to come to the, let me make sure I say this right, the SCA International State Championship.
Let me say that again.
The International State Championship. Wow, that was nice.
Yeah. I like how you can throw your voice like that, Jeff.
Wow, that was cool.
Impressive.
I basically just kind of set it in with a beer can in front of my face.
Yeah, pretty good.
Not bad at all. So, again, 43 teams. Thank you, everybody, in Red Wing, Minnesota. So, the next contest was also on a Saturday. This one was in the Netherlands, if you can believe that, folks. We were at the Delft Beer and Barbecue Festival in Delft, Netherlands. 43 teams. Wow, what a common number.
Telling it.
It's a pretty good number. It's almost like NASCAR.
Yeah.
10th place. I don't know right now because it was Team MIA.
Yeah.
They're everywhere. 9th place went to Barrel BQ. 8th place went to Rico
Suave.
Terman. 7th place went to Bunch of Swines. 6th place went to the White Squirrel Team.
Is that Joe Wilson's team?
No kidding. He probably sponsored them. 5th place, Max Slims. 4th place went to 5Q. 3rd place went to Low and Slow Meister, our buddy Frank.
Frank Timmerhouse.
Timmerhouse. Congratulations. 2nd place, Seaside Smokers. And our winner in Delft, Netherlands, was the Back Corner Barbecue Team. So congratulations. They have been invited to the International State Championship.
Quick side note, all three of the top three used grill grates.
Fabulous.
It was not a grill grate challenge, but the rep let me know.
Very nice. Very nice.
Sure.
Congratulations, guys. The next event, also a Saturday, and it was also international. The Canadian Barbecue, Chili, and Steak Festival in Langley, British Columbia. Oh, Canada.
No more singing.
This one, our fearless leader and his lovely wife went to Oh, Canada. What can you say about Canada, man?
I want to go back tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Yesterday.
No, it was great. It was Langley is kind of like the Louisville of DFW to Vancouver. It's about 40 minutes from downtown Vancouver. The whole area is surrounded by mountains, kind of like in a bowl area, and just beautiful. A perfect cross-section of parts of it look like Italy, you know, with the houses built on the cliffs. Other
right.
parts look like downtown Tokyo with these real unique-looking buildings.
Cool.
And then it had the harbor area was cool. And then, you know, just the regular downtown. So it had a little feel, very international feel, you know, not just Canada. It felt like a, I don't know, melting pot, I guess. Yeah, it had a real international feel.
It
was a great, great town. People were super nice, very laid back. I know that's a surprise, eh?
Hey.
And they did say a lot. It was great. Everyone's very hospitable and hard to get sleep there. We'll say that. The teams wanted to sit up around the campfire with you and talk. So it's a very good time.
Very good. And of course, this was in conjunction with a barbecue contest and chili And you got to judge some
imports. I got to judge chili, Cassie chili.
Very nice.
It's very good.
Very good.
First time.
Canadian chili.
Tastes like Texas chili to me.
Really?
Matter of fact, the promoter that brought me up there was, he's from Texas originally.
Okay.
And they also had a black box category, which is basically a mystery box. And this they always do wild game. This year they cooked gator ribs. Alligator ribs. So wow. I got to help Dave cook his ribs because I wasn't doing anything but enjoying their great beer there that day, the first day. And man,
very cool.
I don't know how they tasted. They look pretty, but anyway, I think it got seventh place in ribs.
Very cool. So in the state cook-off portion of it, we had 20 teams that cooked.
Did.
10th place went to Larry Boudreau. 9th place went to Jim Erickson. 8th place, Big Dave McKay.
Yes, sir.
Like that name, Big Dave McKay.
He's the guy from, he's a promoter.
7th place, Chris McBride. 6th place went to Saffron Hodgson.
Saffron. Yep, Saffron. We met her in Jacksonville at the MBBQA conference. She's from Australia originally.
She's
the editor of allrecipes.com for Australia.
I remember you saying that. That's why the name looked familiar to me.
Yeah, and when I talked to her earlier in the weekend, she had had she wasn't feeling great. She had like a head cold. She actually had a cough and passed out on Sunday, knocked her head on the ground, and they had to take her to the hospital.
Wow.
Another team's packed it up, but she's doing good. I just saw her post. She's doing well and back at it.
Very nice. Very nice.
And got 4 calls that weekend.
Holy cow.
Even getting knocked out.
Wow.
We should try that more often.
I know.
More alcohol.
Yeah. 5th place went to Greg Ebert. 4th place went to J.D. McGee. 3rd place, John Lim Hing. 2nd place, I'm hoping I'm saying this right, Abob or is it Bob?
Abob.
Hasselbach.
Yep.
And first prize went to Rusty Johnson.
Rusty Johnson, yeah, Rusty's Barbecue.
So he also got the invite to the International State Championship at Billy Bob's on October 29th.
And I believe he's coming. He just joined as a member today to satisfy that agreement.
Nice.
And I believe Bull Grills is sending him.
Very nice. Very nice. That's good to hear. That is good to hear. So our final contest of the weekend, Round Rock, Texas. This one was the Central Texas Harley-Davidson State Cook-Off. This one had 32 teams. And on this one, I represented this one. On our appetizers, 3rd place went to Ron Rubbing One Out Thompson. 2nd place went to... Yes, that's Ron, all right. 2nd place went to Roger Robinson. And our winner in appetizer was Braun Sear.
Sear. Good job, Braun.
Congratulations, Braun. Now, on our steak, again, we had 32 teams compete in steak. 10th place went to Big Ed Falder. 9th place went to Kevin and Charity Thornton. I like their team name. It's I'm trying to remember how it goes again. Hell, I don't know. That's the team name.
That's a good one.
Then 8th place went to Dan Olson. 7th place, Jeremy Edmondson. 6th place, Jeff Richardson. I'm going to stop there because I'm reading the results from Red Wings. So let me move over to the left here. There we go.
Welcome to your first show.
I know, and I haven't even had a beer yet. 8th place was Steak Whisperer Gary McFarland. There we go.
Let's see. I don't recognize.
I was like, I don't remember Dan being there. Oh, Lord. Can we start all over?
Gary McFarland. All right. We're back on track.
7th place, Bringing the Pain, John Payne.
Yes.
6th place went to R.I. Cook Team number 3, Shauna Rapolo. 5th place.
Smoking.
Exactly. 5th place, Will Mahone, also from Rubbing One Out. 4th place, Paul DeGolier.
Yes.
3rd place, Logan Bell. 2nd place, Twisted Pitster. Bubba Garrett.
Good job, Bubba.
Very nice job there, Bubba. And first prize, our winner, first time winner, Damon Blue.
Blue, you're my boy! Blue, you're my boy!
He was ecstatic. Him and his wife, just to see the excitement on their faces was just says it all, folks. Whenever you see your name get a call, everybody's happy. But man, when your very first one, I'm telling you, it is exciting. And it was a very nice turnout. We had a really good day. It was a bit warm, but we had a really good day and really good turnout out there. So we want to thank everybody that came out to Central Texas Harley-Davidson for this one. So that, folks, is our results for the last 2 weeks. We will be doing our event reviews at the first of every show. That way, everybody's caught up to know who's where and what's where. So,
very good.
In saying that, we're going to go and do a quick, yes.
That weekend, we had 4 events in 4 countries. First time ever.
Yes, and for those of you that don't know what we're talking about, we had one in Canada.
Canada.
We had one in
Europe.
Netherlands.
Yep.
We had one in the United States.
That's correct.
And we had one in Texas.
The great country of Texas, the Republic
the
of
Republic
Texas.
The Republic of Texas. So,
yes.
Yes, you are correct. We had 4
that was cool,
international events.
That was our first Canadian event.
Very nice.
That was really neat.
Very nice. So in saying all this, folks, I got 2. Yes, folks, 2, because people love lists. They just love lists. So I got 2 lists for you. Top 10s today. Our first top 10, that was Chris Arnold.
Okay, I thought so.
So full top 10.
Okay.
The full-blown top 10.
All right.
First prize right now, first place with 90 points is Blowing Smoke Grillers with Johnny Joseph.
Well, it's for you.
In second place at 78 points, we have Ma and Pa Grillers, Alan Newton.
Very good.
Third place, we have 71 points with Bandit Barbecue, Bobby Stewart.
I'll be back.
Fourth place, we have at 67 points, R.I. Cook Team number 2, Joe Early.
Joe.
Fifth place, R.I. Cook Team number 3, Shauna Rapolo at 64 points.
Whoa.
So we have father and daughter within 3 points of each other.
Wow.
In the top 5. Not bad.
Not bad at all.
Then we go to 6th place, East Texas Girl Griller, Janet Baker, and she's at 62 points. Then the next one is 59 points, Team Rage, Bron Sear. Then we got Damon Blue at 55 points, and this is for 8th place, Baby Blue's Barbecue. Then we have a tie for 9th at 41 points, Dustin Sanders, Smokehouse Rats 1, and Team Smang, which is Angela Wallace. So they're tied for 9th place with 41 points. And then in 10th place, we have Ms. Vivian Bird, Dirty Bird 2, Dirty Bird Cookers 2. So that is the true top 10. That includes qualifiers and non-qualifiers. Now, the second top 10 I'm going to read to you are the non-qualifiers. So right now, the non-qualifiers, in right now going at first, is Bobby Stewart, Bandit Barbecue at 71 points. Then you have Shauna Rapolo, R.I. Cook Team 3. She's second at 64 points. Then third is Vivian Bird, Dirty Bird Cookers 2 at 37. Now look at the point difference here. Between Shauna and Vivian, it's from 64 to 37 points. So that's a big difference.
It's getting her done.
Now I will remind a few folks, and we'll talk about it more in detail here in a little bit, but those double points events count a lot.
We have one this weekend.
Exactly.
And I can't believe we don't have more teams in it. Double points. And watch these people that are in it. They are going to springboard up the charts.
So later on here in the show, Brett will get up on that soapbox and will state his case for the double pointer.
You can do it!
Exactly. You can do it! Okay, so fourth of the non-qualifiers is Mr. John Bring the Pain with Up in Smoke at 36 points. Then at 30 points, we have Gene Potts at Salt Creek Barbecue. He's also tied with Brian McClarty, Big Fish, at 30 points. Then at 29 points, we have Chuck Wagon, Chuck Evans. 27 points. Well, actually, this is wrong. Let me take this back. We have Bribey listed, but he's already been an automatic
qualifier.
He's already a qualifier.
Yeah,
but
that's
20,
been corrected now.
Correct. At 26 today. Points, I need more cowbell.
Hoo-ha!
Tim Pollock is at 26 points. Also tied at 26 is Mr. Tulsa himself, Bill Bond, with Smoking and Poking.
Just a bit outside.
Just a little bit loud. At 25 points, we got Milkshake. B-Red Callis.
High five.
And then at 22 points, Mr. Joe Castillo, the Worms.
Very good.
Again,
guys.
We will stress the importance of the double pointer here in a little bit, but these were the non-qualifiers, so I just wanted to read those out.
So those, by non-qualifiers, those are the guys that have not automatically qualified by winning for the championship, and the top 10 non-qualifiers get to come to the championship. So every point counts. You know,
yes.
Showing up for an event, you get 1 point. 1 point could have kicked somebody up there.
Yes, there's a lot of closeness here.
Right on the
cusp. We have, within a matter of literally 1 point, you have five teams.
Yep.
Six teams, seven teams at one within
thousands, consequently millions.
Within that realm there. So yeah, all it takes is that one extra point. That's if the season ended today. If the season ended today, these people I just read off are in.
There'll be more winners, of course. And when somebody wins, they fall off of that chart.
Now, folks, I hate to be the bearer of bad math here, but we only have 4 months left in the cook season. October's coming quick.
Are you feeling the calendar chasing you, Jojo?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I feel the pressure.
It's getting there.
So
we're really ramping up these last week or two. It's just really going to get busy.
Now, as we go further along and we get closer toward the end of the season, which for us, the home stretch is basically from the middle of August all the way till the championship. I'm going to tell you, it's going to get busy. It's going to get tight. And I'm telling you, it is going to be something. It's just like the NASCAR points chase. I'm telling you, it's a matter of 1 point.
Came down to 2 weeks till the championship four is decided last year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so let's hope it comes down the same this year.
So, sorry, I was just checking my phone.
Oh, something important you want to tell us all about, Jojo?
Oh, just
check, stuff.
Just stuff.
Okay.
So, where do you want to go from here, sir? Do you want to go ahead and slip into the news, or do you want to spin the wheel? Or
yes, we could use a beer.
Okay.
Let's do that. Let's go over there and take care of that. Since we're here. Maybe not, Jojo. Well, I don't know that we'll be spinning the wheel. I can't seem to find it. Oh, there it is. You ready?
Go for it.
It was under the desk.
We got a winner.
Yes, folks, we have a winner. Tonight's winner is Shiner Ruby Redbird. Ruby Redbird. We've hit this one before. Very cool, very refreshing, especially in these warm summer nights. Folks, if you want something good and cold and something that's going to be light in taste, try a Shiner Ruby Redbird. Let's try it, Britt.
Let's try that. Sounds like you're doing coast-to-coast radio, Jojo. Tracing UFOs. That was so good. I think we'll have another drink.
Oh, my, that's good.
Thank you, Shiner.
It is a beer brewed with Texas Ruby Red grapefruit and natural and ginger flavor added. So, folks, give it a try. Tell them Britt and JoJo sent you.
That's right. All right. Where do we want to start, JoJo?
So, we're going to go ahead and segue into the news desk.
Yeah.
Again, we have no scripts. Thank you for joining us on CNN. The SCA News Network. All right, folks. Tonight, we're going to talk about a few new items. We got some judge classes coming up. We are trying to vamp up on our judging. We want to make sure that everybody's up to snuff with the judging. We've done some work where we've put together a package. Brett's been working on this. He's had some help getting everything put together. So I'm going to let Brett explain to everybody what's going on with judge classes.
We have new judge classes. We're trying to add them to a lot of events, but we're trying to strategically place them into new markets that we're growing to. So Albert Lea is going to have their second judge class. We've already had two classes in Minnesota. This will be the third. And we can actually run events in Minnesota now fully sanctioned or fully certified, which is great. That's ironically, we can't do that here yet. But that brings up, we're going to have another class in DFW. I've had a lot of people asking about a class. September 3rd, we're going to have one in conjunction with the Bedford Blues and Barbecue Festival. So we'll have one here. And then we're going to have one in Davenport, Florida. Florida's starting to be a good market. We just added one event, and we have one more that's close. So we'll have we're going to have one there September 3rd or September 9th, and that one will be in Davenport, which is just outside Orlando.
Correct.
We can get our SCA Mickey ears.
Exactly.
Right? That'd be great.
That would be cool.
Yeah. One red, one blue. Spatula in the middle.
Yeah.
I like that.
That is a good idea.
Yeah.
Anybody has an idea for a Mickey Mouse hat with SCA, send it to us at info@steakcookoffs.com.
And then the last class that we just recently added, was one in Kirbyville, August 11th. And that's going to be right on the Louisiana-Texas border, almost Louisiana. So we've got people in the Shreveport area that are interested in that one. Hopefully we can fill that class up. But those are all the new judging classes that are coming. We also have existing one in West Memphis. That'll be a good class, and don't know where the other one is right now.
So, I don't know right now.
Yeah, it's not ringing a bell, but that's okay.
Well, for some of y'all that don't know where Kirbyville is, it is roughly, I would say, probably a little over an hour north of Beaumont, Texas. I mean, it is literally a stone's throw from the Louisiana border, but we're looking forward to this one. We have a lot of interest in this one, so... we're expecting a good turnout for this, and especially for the judges class. Houston has picked up on some events, but for us, I still feel personally, I think it's still untapped territory, and we got a lot of ground to cover in Houston.
We did one judge class down there so far, but we do need to get some more Houston action going.
So hopefully we'll be down there, do a little bit more stuff down in the Houston area. Again, if there's interest for classes for your promoters that are listening, please get a hold of Brett at info@steakcookoffs.com. And you can talk to Brett and Ken and see if you can put together a judges class. It is very informative. It's not one of those where we just hand out a pamphlet and go, this is what we expect out of you. No, they will actually give you A to Z on how to be a properly certified judge for the state cook-off.
Might even get a little steak lesson in there.
Yes, you might even learn a little something.
Well.
Not only that, it is also very informative for cooks to take this class. Seriously.
It's true.
Because cooks will actually see basically what is getting done when they turn in their steak. So it gives them a slight advantage to understand the process. Once you understand that process, things will tend to go smoother for you. So something for the cooks to consider also.
All right, let's segue into some Kingsford talk.
Yes.
Kingsford has become a huge part of SCA here. They have jumped on board with their matching money, and we're starting to see it at our events now. These teams are doubling the first place payouts, which is awesome. They are sending charcoal for these events. We suggest you bring your own charcoal, and we will try to hand out a bag at each event. We're still working through the bumps and
bruises
of the delivery system. Yesterday, we received 7 pallets of charcoal, so we'll be bringing charcoal to all 3 events this weekend. So we'll everyone will get a bag this weekend. This weekend, they're receiving the competition blend. For some reason, they didn't send the professional blend. But you can use any of those Kingsford bags, and we'll be good for that. If you have not registered for the Kingsford Challenge, there is a tab on the SCA website. We'd like you to go there. All you have to do is fill it out once, and you're covered. But definitely go in there and fill that out. We'd hate to see you win and not get your extra matching money.
Correct. It'd
be $1,000 for 24 seconds of your time to fill that little piece out on the website. So make sure you get that done.
Now, again, I'm going to stress again what Brett just said. Please bring an extra bag of charcoal with you just in case. Logistical reasons, just in case.
Yeah.
Again, like he said, we're getting the brown bags, which is the competition briquettes. I had a lot of questions in Round Rock where, hey, are we going to get credit for this?
Absolutely.
Does this count? Yes, it does. As representatives, we are giving you the credit for it. Now, when it comes to the marketing and the promotion of this, then it's all because of they're sending it to us. So we have to bear with what we're getting. So please don't feel uncomfortable. I know that it's about the professional, but they are sending it. It is a gift from them to you.
Free 99.
So, we are already aware of what we're dealing with. So just to put you at ease. Okay.
So coming back full circle to the 7 pallets of charcoal they delivered yesterday, 18-wheeler box truck, no lift gate, no scissor jack,
no pallet jack,
no forklift, nothing. So we're here at the SCA headquarters. What do we do now? So we want to thank Scott Foreman for stepping up. We called him and said, hey, man, can you lend us a hand? He actually stored the charcoal at his store for us. He has that stuff. So we were able to get it off of the truck, and he was able to put it at the store for us. So if you're listening, Scott, thank you very much. It was a lifesaver yesterday. We appreciate it.
And for some of you cookers that are not familiar with Scott, check him out. He owns a store in Colleyville. Is it Colleyville?
Yes, Colleyville.
And it's called Foreman's. And it is not only a hardware store. He has a full stock of different barbecue grills. I mean, this guy has a collection of grills there that you can buy anything from him. He's got a great, great showroom. So if you can go out there and check him out, please do. Tell him the SCA sent you. And you'll be so deeply satisfied with what you're going to see out there. I went out there last night to go get a load of charcoal that I'm taking down south for one of the competitions we're doing south of here. I'm telling you, thank goodness for forklifts and pallet jacks, because it was just as simple as, oh, do you want it right there? Okay, zoom, bam, and it was loaded, and I was out of there in 5 minutes. So thank you, Scott, again. That was a great, great thing for you to do. What else you got there, sir? You more Kingsford talk?
No, I think we got some new swag for the teams that'll be in this week. We can bring a couple things for the teams we'll hand out at the events, thanks to Kingsford.
Would you like to describe any of the swag, or you just want to surprise everybody?
No, not so much. No, we'll let them see when we get it there. So,
such a tease.
I know.
What else for
never
you?
Never mind. Let's talk about new events.
Yes, let's talk about some new events.
Hold on.
Let's do that after we do what
the calendar?
Upcoming. Yeah, after we do the upcoming.
All right.
So we're going to go ahead and do the upcoming. That way we can segue into the new events and just kind of, peruse through the new events as we go. So this weekend, we have 3 events going on. In Big Spring, Texas, which is out near or west of Abilene, Brett's going to be over at the – what's the name of the contest again? I forgot.
Crossroads.
That is correct. It's the Crossroads
Cook-Off.
State Cook-Off. This is a Saturday event.
It's in conjunction with an IBCA barbecue as well.
So Brett will be in West Texas for this. Also, this Saturday, Decatur, Texas, which is northwest of Fort Worth, just to the west.
Double points.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're all talking in this empty beer can. The mayor is going to be repping this one. It is the Chisholm Trail Steak Challenge. Now, this one, again, as he stated, it is a double points event. There is also, in addition to Kingsford matching bonus, there is a PK Grill bonus.
That's right.
Now, for those of you not familiar with the PK Grill bonus, if you win first and you cook on a PK, you will win an additional $500. If you come in second or whoever's the next highest qualifier, if the first place does not use a PK, then they will win $250. But that is the PK bonus at Chisholm Trail. This one, folks, Friday night setup, RVs are welcome, and there will be a potluck. So please bring a covered dish. We will have an area designated. Everybody will get together, and we will exchange food and exchange fun. It is a great time there in Decatur. And again, let me repeat again, double points for this one. This is a great event. We got a lot of teams signed up for this one. Going to be a good time, okay? Also, in Waco, Texas, we are going to be at the Proud of Texas POD Chili and Steak Cook-Off. This one is in conjunction with a Cassie Chili Cook-Off. This one will be repped by Miss SCA herself, Miss Shelly Galloway.
Hey.
She will be out there. Folks, this one, the promoter is also providing chicken wings. We're doing a chicken wing appetizer. Let me go back to Decatur. That one's hamburgers. Bring your own hamburger or your own protein in patty form. But in Waco, this one's going to be chicken wings. The chicken wings will be provided to you. Now, I would like for everyone, I posted this on Facebook, and I want to make sure everybody's clear on this. Because of the way that it's scheduled, chicken wing entries for turn-in is going to be at 11 o'clock to 11:15.
Yeah, but cook's meeting's at 9.
So for that, we have the cook's meeting at 9 o'clock. There is tomorrow night, Friday night setup. You can go out there on Friday night. As soon as you arrive, make sure you check in if you're going to cook wings to receive your wings. The sooner you get in, the sooner you can get your wings, the sooner you can take your time to prep them and cook them so that they can be ready for turn in at 11 o'clock. Customarily, we do our ancillaries turn ins at 1 o'clock. This one is at 11, and our cook's meeting is at 9. So, again, keep that in mind. Any questions, please let us know.
Steaks will not be given out on Friday night. Steaks will be given out at the same time to everybody at the cook's meeting.
At 9 o'clock, correct. So just want to make sure everyone is aware of that. Steak will be turned in at 3 to 3:30, the customary 3 to 3:30 turn-in for steak.
All right, Dan.
Thank you there, Slane.
Late.
So wanted to make sure everybody's aware of that, okay? Any questions, please check our Facebook. We always put all of the FYIs that we can, as much info as we can, to make sure everybody's caught up. Then, next weekend, 4th of July weekend, holiday weekend.
Big weekend.
Big, big weekend. Saturday, we are going to be in Edinburgh, Texas for the Texas Cook'em High Stakes Cook-Off. Folks, this one is a big one. It is so big that they've capped the teams for the barbecue at 150 teams.
They've capped the steak cook-off at 150 teams.
Either way, it's 150 teams. It's going to be a lot of cookers.
Last year we had 122, and this year with Kingsford's matching bonus, first place will be $4,000.
Say that one more time.
$4,000.
Holy cow.
Yes, your one entry fee covers your entry into both barbecue and steak. If you're going down just to cook a steak, you might as well cook the barbecue because the awards are, they do awards like at 6:30 at night there. So you're going to be there anyway. You might as well cook a little barbecue with it.
Exactly. Now, this is Edinburgh, Texas. For those of you that don't have Google or don't even know what a GPS is, Edinburgh is down south, and we're talking deep south.
It's a driver three wood from Mexico, basically.
Yes.
It's
yes.
Close.
Very close. So that's on Saturday. Sunday, Shiner, Texas. Yes, the same Shiner where the beer comes from. Shiner, Texas, the Half Moon Holidays State Cook-Off. This one also is going to be in conjunction with a barbecue. Is that correct?
That's correct.
This one is on Sunday. Okay. Shiner is kind of in between Austin and Houston in that general vicinity. So, hey, come on out if you can. We have numerous cookers that are actually going to do the double trek. Meaning we have some that are going to do Edinburgh and then they're going to trek over to Shiner. Then on Monday, 4th of July holiday, the Brookshire's Louisiana State Cook-Off in Shreveport, Louisiana. This one, also a big event. This one will be in Shreveport, and we have cookers that if they don't do Edinburgh Shiner, they're going to do Shiner Shreveport. So, folks, be careful in your travels, drive safely, and please, 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 please hydrate because it's going to be hot. No
that's
joke.
Fact.
No joke. So that's all on that particular weekend. Now, we skip a week because right now we don't have anything for the weekend of the 9th. But on the 16th, the Trip Haggard Memorial State Cook-Off. Folks, this one has moved to Broken Arrow, Oklahoma.
Yes, we were in that park last year, and it was a nice park.
In Tulsa.
In Tulsa, yeah. It was a nice park. It was very secluded. And this year, we had the opportunity to join forces with the Broken Bow Chamber of Commerce, and we're going to run our state cook-off there, and it's part of a Bluebell Ice Cream Festival. Every team will get 4 wristbands. You will receive all-you-can-eat Bluebell. I know it sounds too good to be true. All-you-can-eat Bluebell. I mean, my wife is at home right now packing her bags, I'm sure. I think she likes Bluebell more than me.
I tell you what. And the best news of it all, Bluebell just reintroduced strawberry last week.
Hey, hey, there we go.
So things have gotten really
good. Gotten better.
It's gotten better.
No, so it's going to be a great event there, the Bluebell Festival, car show.
Now, if you have additional members to your family or your team, beyond the 4 wristbands, you can purchase a wristband. I believe it's, what, $5?
$5.
$5. It's all-you-can-eat Bluebell ice cream, seriously. So check that out. This is in Broken Arrow, which is a suburb of Tulsa. It's just, what, southeast, southwest? It's south. Let's just
south.
Say that.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's
ish.
The Trip Haggard Memorial State Cook-Off. Then on the 23rd, we're coming to Lake Whitney, Texas. Lake Whitney Classic Steak Cook-Off.
Yeah, that'll be a good one.
That's going to be a really good one. Then on the 30th of July, Spring Hill, Louisiana, the Spring Hill Piggly Wiggly Steak Cook-Off. This one is a big one, and it's a doozy. Last year, we had a little over 75 teams compete. We had a lot of people at this one.
My God, that's
amazing.
So please sign up as soon as you can. Part of the reason, folks, is because the entry fee is very affordable.
More than affordable. They do it as just a way to get people to the store there. How much is that, Joe? Less than a bottle of Crown Royal, Joe.
Very less.
$50 entry fee.
Yeah, that's how we ended up with 75 plus teams last year.
She told me she might cap it at 75 this year. So if you're going to enter or thinking about it, you need to jump on board and enter that thing.
Exactly.
And one other thing, she asked that on the website, you don't necessarily have to pay when you register, but she is talking about everyone needs pay before they get there. She just messaged me about that today.
Okay.
So $50. I mean,
come on. $50.
You can go without that bottle of Crown on Thursday.
It is so affordable that I've talked to numerous teams that husband and wife are going to cook this. And that's still a good deal. $100 and you can have 2 people cooking in this thing.
Two chances.
Exactly. For $100. That's not bad.
I think first place is 15 hundo.
Yes, it is.
And that's going to be doubled. With Kingsford.
With the Kingsford Challenge.
$3,000. $50.
Not bad.
Butter's 18. Is he old? No, he can't cook. Never mind.
Now, if there was a ramen noodle contest.
Yeah, he could kick in that.
He'd tie with my son.
Yeah.
So then on August the 6th, Jacksonville, Florida. Yes, folks, we're coming back to Florida.
Yes.
Summer Splash, chicken, wing, and steak cook-off. Folks, be ready. Jacksonville, Brett's coming.
That's chicken wing and steak cook-off, not chicken wing and steak cook.
Sorry.
Is that what you said?
I said chicken wing, but maybe there was a pause in there. I don't know.
All right. I just want to clarify because we don't do chicken usually, but chicken wings, we do. That's David Haskett. He's our rep in Florida. It'll be a good event.
Again, it's chicken wing, not chicken, comma, wing.
That's right. Darn it.
Then we talked about it ever so slightly. Kirbyville, Texas, the Deep East State Barbecue and Steak Championship. This one, again, is about an hour, a little over an hour north of Beaumont. I mean, literally, it is a baseball's throw to Louisiana. This one's going to be a big one, too. If you can, please check it out. Check us out on our calendar, www.steakcookoffs.com. Click on the cookoffs tab, and you will see our calendar of events. So those are some of the more pertinent events that are coming up. We have some more new events that we're going to talk about. Let's go ahead and segue into that there, Mr. Brett.
All right. September 9th, Davenport, Florida, which is going to be just south of Orlando, Florida, where we can get our SCA Disney ears. So they're going to have one. And then South Haven, Mississippi is going to have a steak cook-off on October 8th. Got one out in Lubbock, Texas, August 20th. And then the next new one is a new country for us, JoJo. Want to take a guess where we're going, JoJo? You can't see over here.
Another country?
Yeah.
Japan.
We'd have to serve like 3-ounce steaks. Uh-oh. Tap sushi, the brakes. Take the brakes.
Sushi style?
Yeah.
Okay, how about... Okay, I'm going to take another guess. Let me
realistic here, JoJo.
Realistic. How about Iceland?
No, sir.
Am I at least close?
Well, we'd have to study a little bit on that one, but we are going to Belgium.
Belgium?
Yes. St. Nicholas, Belgium.
Wow.
Harry is going to run that one for us, so we won't physically be there, but our rep will be running that one, and that'll be our first event in Belgium.
Very nice.
Very good.
Nice.
That's all the new ones. I've got four or five on the potential list. I think I see 7 over here right now, just waiting for paperwork.
Very nice. Very nice.
So it looks like we're going to end up at about 80 for the year.
Well, you heard Ron last week. He said 82, and I'm taking the over.
You're going over, yeah.
I'm going over. So we still got plenty of time for things to change, a lot of time to change. What else do you want to talk about, sir? Again, we're going totally unscripted tonight.
That's true.
I do want to do a quick shout out. I got hopefully a good friend of mine is listening. One of my coworkers, H, if you're listening, just raise your hand up and just say, "Hey, I'm listening." So
That's hot.
Yeah, it is hot. So H, if you're listening, brother, appreciate you listening. At my job, we had one of my coworkers come down to Round Rock, and he actually judged. We needed an extra judge, and he was so excited about it that he stopped pretty much everybody in the hallway and just started explaining this. So now everybody in my company is like, they all want to be certified judges now.
Good.
So
we'll do a class at your work.
Yeah, we need to do it in the break room or the lunchroom there.
Dennis is on us to teach him right, I guess.
Ah, where's the bell?
Ding!
Wow, very nice. How about a rim shot? How about that one? Thank you. Thank you. We're here all night.
That's right.
Okay, so what else?
I don't know. Judge opportunities, we talked about that. Events. The points championship, we talked about a little bit. We touched on that and the importance of the points. And there's a lot of people that are within striking distance right now at this point of the chase. But it's going to get tight. And every event you show up, you get 1 point.
Correct.
Last year, there was a guy that was three. He went to the last three events. He didn't happen to hit in those, but those 3 points got him into the championship.
Wow.
And if you get into the international this year, Kingsford has matched the first place.
Yes, that is correct. For
what does that mean, Judge Joe?
That means that if you not only win the international state championship, you will get $7,500. Kingsford is going to match it if you use Kingsford for another $7,500. So you have the potential.
Wait a minute. So what you're saying, $15,000. So I could go down to the Ford dealer, slap money down, get a little single cab Ford truck and drive home.
Yes.
That's incredible.
That is incredible. But wait, Last year, we also had a PK bonus.
We do again.
And we have another one. So we do have a maximum potential of a champion.
Let me verify that.
We have a
PK, yeah.
We have a potential that the winner could walk out of there with $15,500. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
So
that'll cover the tax on that.
Yes.
Sold.
So we brought this up the other day. Think about this. If you cook an 8-minute steak and you let it rest for 7 minutes, that's $1,000 a minute.
Wow.
That's NBA money.
Yeah.
That's Jerry Jones money. That's iPhone money.
Doing the bull dance. Feeling the flow.
Yes. Feel the flow.
Feel the flow. That's going to be the new hashtags coming out. SCA feel the flow. That's how awesome this is.
Show me the money.
That's what everybody else is going to be saying, too.
Man, that is crazy.
That is crazy.
It's big money.
Also, for those of you that missed this last week, Kingsford is picking up the bar tab Friday night at the Cooker Celebration.
I can hear Damon Blue right now. Awesome.
All I know is they better have the warehouse fully stocked with TX whiskey, because I'm telling you, that's going to probably be the first
thing
that's
going
to go.
Yeah.
That's the first thing that's going to go.
The mayor asked them. He said, do you know who these guys are? And they said, oh, we're ready. All right.
Okay. Y'all been warned. Kingsford, you have been warned. You have been warned. But yes, they are picking up the tab for Friday night. For those of you that were there last year, you know exactly what we're talking about. All those people, all that drinking, I mean, I'm telling you, wow.
And dinner.
It'll
be good. We've got we got some new stuff planned.
You know how many zeros that is?
I know. Friday night, Scotty McCreery is playing.
Yes, former American Idol.
Yep. He's got some big hits. And then Saturday night, Texas Tech himself, Pat Green.
Yes, that is correct. Mr. Pat Green, Mr. Red Dirt Country himself, will be there Saturday night. This is going to be an exciting, exciting weekend. We had Gary Allen last year. Pat Green, I'm telling you, he's about as Texas as pecan pie and
wave on wave.
Yeah, he's the man. He's the myth. He's the legend. So that's going to be really exciting for this. We have a ton of stuff, like we mentioned earlier. We have a ton of contests coming up in August, September, October. We are, booked.
Booked.
And we're still booking contests.
There's more on the way.
Yes. So that's why I'm taking the over at 82.
Yeah, I think you're safe.
But, folks, any chance you get, again, please check our website, www.statecookoffs.com. You have anything that you want to hit us up on, it's info@statecookoffs.com. It could be anything from a show-related question to questions regarding cook-offs. It could be about anything and all that implies with steak.
Honey, you think KFC is still open?
Just curious.
That's funny. That is funny.
No, so, I'm just getting warmed up.
Oh, thank you there, Al.
We got quite a few people listening on the board here.
Let's take some calls.
Yeah, why not? If anybody on the board would like to come on the air,
press
on
one.
The board, meaning you're on your phone, called in, press 1, and that'll let us know you want to talk, and we'll bring you on. You don't have to do it at the same time.
I know. All of a sudden, people hung up. What's going on here?
What happened? What's going on?
Wow.
Yep. Oh, I know that number. Would this be the Claire Underwood?
No, we got to come up with a new. We got to come up with a new
she
one.
She says nope.
No, we need to. I like Miss SCA.
She is Miss SCA.
I'm going to have, you know, for her birthday or Christmas, I'm going to get her a pageant sash. I'm serious. It's going to be all glittery, all blinged out. It's going to say, Miss SCA. How dare you?
Hey, Shelly, what do you think of that? Shelly.
No comment.
What?
Turn your radio down. You'll
can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Turn your radio down.
No, she's listening by phone.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh God, embarrassing. Okay. Can everybody else hear me?
Yes.
Oh yes, they can hear you.
All three people.
I didn't want to be on the air.
I warned them.
Too late.
I warned them.
All right.
Okay.
Well,
what's your question? Claire Underwood. No.
I told you.
What was the last movie you watched?
The last movie I watched?
Yes. What's the last movie you watched together that I did?
The last movie I watched was Whiskey Tango Foxtrot.
There you go. All right. It had a good title. I'll see you in about an hour.
Okay. Love you.
Love you too.
And she didn't even acknowledge me, but that's about right.
That's all right. That's kind of...
Oh, she did. She did say WTF to me, so yeah.
Whiskey Tango Foxtrot.
Well, I kind of parked when I heard whiskey.
Yeah. Well, nobody else jumped on. I don't want to twist their arms.
Yeah, I thought that was a Louisiana number. I was kind of curious who that was.
Well, there's a couple 318s. There's looks like 7 different area codes on here. Wow.
Not too bad.
Anyway.
Well, we're just sitting here milling about smartly. Again, we're unscripted tonight.
Is there anything that's been brought up lately by Cooker's steak selection? We're doing the you pick a steak, you get back in line and do a second steak.
We're doing the double draw.
That was suggested by some Cookers, and I think that's a good one. It seems to work, and it's really, you know, everybody gets one of the best steaks, and then you jump back in line, and you'll get a second steak.
Actually, I do have something. At a recent contest, we did the double pull.
Mm-hmm.
But the Cookers that are far back in the end of the line are all jumping up to the front to look.
Yeah.
Some of the Cookers feel like they're interfering. I don't think so. I think they're just looking.
Yeah, they're just looking. It's not a big deal.
But that's come up.
Okay.
I just wanted to bring that up.
I'll keep an eye on it this weekend. You keep an eye on it. We'll have the mayor as well and just kind of see what it is. But
I mean, nobody's really doing anything. They're just kind of looking.
They're just standing there.
Yeah, they're just
Old Johnny Joseph loves doing that, though. Johnny, doesn't matter if he picks first or last. He stands there and he just likes watching people pick steaks. He never says anything to them. He's just hanging out. There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that. Now, we did kind of promote last week, and again, we're just kind of shooting in the wind here. We were kind of promoting last week that we were hoping to do something a little different with video. We actually did some testing this past weekend, with a 360-degree camera. It wasn't necessarily the camera. I think it's the app that works with the camera that gave us issues.
It went over like a fart in church.
So we're still working on it. Our IT department is actually investigating on what we need to do. We actually did record video. The thing was, it did not work the way we were hoping it worked, because with a 360 camera, you're supposed to be able to look at the shot, and then if you tilt the camera or move your finger across the screen, it'll actually spin around 360 degrees. This shot looked like you were looking through a fish eyeball.
Yeah.
And you couldn't control it. But it was really neat, because we did it at steak selection and we did it at awards, and the audio was crisp. It was clean.
Yeah. It was a case of needing to learn the technology.
Yes.
So we'll figure that out.
So we're still kind of playing around.
And
yes.
Is it January 5th that they're sending the Mevo?
July.
Yeah. What did I say? January?
Yeah.
I was thinking it was a great Christmas present.
Now we are also, we have another camera on order. This is going to be a unique one. This one, I think, would be really cool, especially here doing the show, because I think we're going to do this.
We're going to need a volunteer to come up and help us with the camera, but we'll have multiple camera angles. You'll be able to focus in on Judge Joe.
And Mr. Brett.
Or Brett, or the PK
shiner,
in the background.
Or the shiner bottle on the table.
Yeah, so it'll be kind of neat. You'll be able to see different camera angles and
Now, for some
that
of the,
one will be fun.
Yeah, for some of you that don't know this, it's called the Mevo, M-E-V-O, and they're promoting it on Facebook all over the place. It is a camera probably the size of, a deck of cards, maybe a little bit bigger. This thing shoots in one direction, but you can actually control 9 different shots with this one camera. And as you touch whatever object or face or person in the shot, it'll actually zoom in on them. So the demo that they show on Facebook is they have two women side by side cooking, and I guess the video person can zoom in on the two ladies' faces, their hands, and the food on the table, and they can simultaneously put together 9 shots.
It's pretty cool technology.
It's like editing as you go, but there's no editing.
The bad part is those are two good-looking women, and it's going to be focusing on us.
So
we're toast.
So that's why we're going to put a bunch of Shiner bottles up.
Yeah. Pyramid.
Build a pyramid. But those are just little things we're kicking out. We're trying to stay caught up with the technology.
Really, Shelly?
Oh, cool. So we are actually trying to keep up with the Joneses, the Jerry Joneses, with all of this technology. And eventually we'll put the dome on the stadium and things will look really, really cool at the Ska Stadium.
Yes.
So those are just some little things that we're working on. And we're hoping to be able to get in there and produce some video.
Well, it opens up different things. We can do some product testing or we can show them about the SCA package for the PK right. grills. You know, the grill, the hat, and the deal.
Exactly. We can pretty much shoot our own videos, shoot our own commercials, endorsements, product testing. Awards would be really, really cool because if we can get the 360 camera to work, we can actually get the camera
for that.
So then you'll focus on the presenter, and as they call the ticket, you can pan around behind you and see the cook as he's high-fiving, fist bumping,
high five,
jumping up and down. And you can actually watch them, and it's so realistic that it's almost like you're standing there and you actually turn around and follow.
Like you're in the middle. Yeah, it's weird.
It is really, really cool. There's all kinds of cool video that, you know, it's already out there that can do this. So we're hoping to get this up and going here pretty soon. And then, of course, we're considering changing the name to the SCA Media Network. Because we got so much. Actually, I thought about calling it the O Network because we have radio, video, and audio. So I don't know. That's the crazy thought.
And JoJo.
I don't even look at that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no. I'm nobody, dude. I'm just the head of housekeeping. I'm the head of housekeeping at where I work at, and I'm the head of housekeeping here. So I just make sure that I get the windows done and the trash is out the door. That's it.
That's true.
So again, folks, if you get an opportunity, check our website. www.steakcookoffs.com. We can check our calendar there, not only for cookoffs, but if you're interested in judges classes, we have the judges tab there. You can actually check the calendar for the new judges classes that are coming up. For the cookers, please, it's only going to take you 30 seconds. Click on the Kingsford Charcoal Challenge. Fill out that information if you haven't already done it. That way, you don't miss out on any of this matching bonus money in the time that you win. And then we go back, because what happens is Kingsford actually pulls a report of the people that are there. So before awards, they already know that we have 25 people, 34 people. When we turn in our winner, they match that name to that list. If your name is not on that Kingsford approved list, you don't get the matching bonus, unfortunately. So please make sure that you go and fill out that. All you basically do is put in your name, your team name, and just check a box, and that's it. You're done.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
I really don't know where that came from.
I don't either. Jeez.
Struggling.
So I just wanted to make sure you guys are aware of that. Now, I know it's a little early. It's about 10 minutes after the hour. I think we've pretty much hit everything.
Yeah, we've hit everything we can hit tonight. We didn't book anybody just out of fear for the new technology here. But I think we've got it set now, so we should be good for next week. Looking at the date, the count, the new Mevo won't be here yet. If we get the 360 fully functioning and us up to speed on using it, we'll do a live show, a video live show. But
I guess we're going to try again this weekend in Waco. Cause
yeah, try it again.
He'll be there. He'll be there.
Yeah, try to do that one live in Waco.
And Ron, thanks for calling us back, bro.
Yeah, I appreciate that, buddy. I even pulled up the bat phone and it didn't work.
Wow.
So, yeah, I was in Canada and I was excited because I was like, man, I'm going to get to watch the awards. And I didn't get to see them.
Well, here's the other thing. And before we go, I'm just going to throw this out here. Because of the heat, these cameras, we have to be careful with because I was shooting the actual live video with my iPhone. And it was so hot, even in the shade, the heat coming off of the asphalt, it shut the phone off. So then when it shut off, when we reset it, I had someone else reset it. The video came on a different Facebook page. So we're trying to figure it out if we have to come up with like a little mini umbrella or something to block the sun. I don't know.
That'll look weird. It might be cool.
It'd be cool, but we're trying to come up with different options here because I'm telling you, especially now, it's going to get hotter and hotter. Up until September, it's going to be warm. So if the video cuts out on us while we're doing awards, bear with us. We'll get it back up as soon as we can. With an iPhone especially, it takes probably about 2 minutes for it to cool off, and then it'll restart. Then we're good to go. But just want to make sure that you guys are aware of that and that, you know, it's not like we cut it off on purpose.
Yeah.
Okay. So in saying that, it's hard to believe, but we're out of here.
Thanks for listening.
Thank
you. See you this weekend.
You might know of the original sin. You might know how to be with fire. But did you know of the murder committed? In the name of love, yeah, you thought we'd be dead. Dream on, white boy, dream on, black girl, and wake up to a brand new day.